Hello, everyone!
Nandito na naman po tayo para sa isang bagong episode ng...
Teki!
Titas!
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody! Sandali, asan na yung background music ko? Ayun. Diba, nalito na ako. Sandali lang natin to, hindi ginawa.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Diba? Parang hindi ko to ginawa nung week na to.
Ilang
welcome,
araw?
Welcome.
Ilang weeks lang ba tayo hindi nag-record? Holidays lang, diba?
2 weeks? Ah, 2 weeks lang.
Two weeks lang.
New Year.
Bakit yes. Parang yung dalawang linggong yun, mga dalawang buwan, ang pakiramdam?
Ang tagal, no? Ewan ko, bakit parang ang tagal ng holidays nito?
Ewan ko din.
Ang taon na to. Ewan ko bakit. Siguro dahil ang daming ganap. Na para bang, ano pala? But anyways, welcome everybody to the Becky Tita's official podcast here on K-Stage Radio. I hope you are all doing great. Happy 2023! Yes! My name is Ken.
This is Chai.
Yes, Dean.
Sorry. Medyo busy.
May mga bagay na hindi nagbabago. Ano?
Oo. Meron talaga. Kahit 2023 na, hindi pa rin talaga nagbago.
Sinabi mo yan. Sinabi mo yan. Just patay.
In fairness, na-miss ko yung ganyan.
Truth. Yung parang wala lagi tayo sa ayos. Ganon.
Lagi naman tayo makalat eh.
Parang araw-araw yata ako ganyan lately. Charing. Ay, ano ba
yun? O, sandali. O, si Dina pakilala na.
Asa na yung isang hindi pa rin mapakilala?
Aba, bakit nagsabi ka na ba ng ano, pangalan mo? Hindi pa, diba?
Uy, nagsabi na ako! I mean! O, ayan.
Ayan, ayan.
And this is Tony. Hello!
Hello! Nakakamiss kayo, guys. Grabe.
Sus
parang
ko,
kalat! Parang diba?
Oo.
Tagal kasi ilang linggo akong hindi nagpaparamdam sa inyo for this episode.
Saka, so, parang for the last few weeks, na parang hindi kumpleto yung mga titas.
Yes.
Diba?
Actually.
Aminado ko doon. Isa ko sa mga absentees.
Ako madalas.
Okay lang yan. Kasi marami naman talaga tayong ganap during the holidays.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the last month of the year has got to be the most...
The busiest, no?
Yes, the busiest. Diba?
That's true.
So, kumusta naman kayo, guys? Kumusta naman kayo, guys? Kasi
well,
nga tayo nagkausap ng matagal.
This week has been an intense cluster F on my end. The first week of this year has been... How do I put this in such a way na hindi ako magmumura?
Trabaho na naman yan, ano?
Oo, syempre. Ano pa bang magiging ano ko?
Ito ang kailangan.
It was very intensely challenging.
This is
what
you need.
Okay, let's put it that way.
This is what you need.
Also rewarding kasi kanina nag-open na yung purchase ng tickets for Jin Yong's fan meet on February 26. By the way, guys, wala ako ng February 26 kasi alas 5 yung concert.
Bakit pwede ka namang magkala? Pwede ka naman on-site.
Huwag naman. Gusto kong namnamin. Gusto ko namang namnamin na nandun ako. Nakikita ko kagwapuhan niya, di ba? So, anyway.
Malapit ba? Tipong pwede mong hawakan? Ganun.
Yun yung medyo disappointing. Sabi ko nga sa Twitter kanina, pinost ko, dinisappoint ako ni BPI kasi hindi niya yung debit card ko, hindi ko alam kung bakit parang nakablock siya or what or something.
Oh,
or I was purchasing
the setting na ano, you need to activate. Baka may ganun.
Chinek ko naman siya, pin-repair ko naman siya kasi. Pero for some strange reason, hindi talaga siya nagpo-push through. Chinek ko lahat ng settings kasi syempre kailangan prepared ka. Kasi ano eh, bakbakan 'yun eh. Kasi pag 12 noon, saktong-sakto 12 noon, pag refresh ko ng ano, naka-queue kagad ako, bilis. mabilis internet ko eh. Tapos, nakapasok agad ako sa site, purchase ako, although naubusan ako ng VVIP tickets. Nakakuha ako, na, dapat VIP makukuha ko, which is, sabi ko, yun naman, second best eh. Mm-mm. Pero for like, 10, no, no, more than 10 minutes, I kept trying my debit card. Paulit-ulit. I couldn't get through until nung hihiramin ko na yung card ng sister ko, yung credit card ng sister ko, sabi ko, babayaran ko na lang siya. Nag-ano na siya, parang we had to release, parang it took you too long to purchase, to pay for the tickets. We have released it to the public. So when I refreshed it, orchestra na lang yung available na pinakamalapit, which is nasa ground floor pa rin naman.
Ko.
Pero, orchestra. Alam mo yun yung parang mura ako ng mura kanina. Kasi sabi ko talaga, dapat pala the second time na hindi nag-go through yung payment ko, I should have immediately borrowed my sister's card. Sana nakuha ko pa rin yung VIP tickets. Pero still,
you'll be there.
Nabas ko na yung galit ko. I'm going to be there. I'm going to see Park Jin-young in person kahit na medyo malayo ako from
Siyo Bobby.
Hindi ako makarelate, guys.
He's so guapo talaga, as in. He is going to release his first solo album on the 18th. Yes. So, the concert is going to be his songs. Hopefully, he sings GOT7 songs though. Tapos, mamaya papanoorin ko na yung...
GOT7.
Yes, he's from GOT7. And later on, nakahanap ako ng kopya ng Christmas Carol, yung movie niya, nung December.
Mm-mm.
And my friend already watched it and she said that, yung kasama kong manonood ng concert, she said, sobrang galing ni Jin-young. So, I'm super excited to watch it. Kasi... super ganda daw ng acting niya doon.
Good
so,
for you. Let's toast to that.
Congrats. Yeah.
At least kahit na medyo hindi maganda yung linggo, maganda ang weekend ko.
Yes. Diba?
Ay, thank you sa cocktail.
Yeah.
Ayun lang. So that was my week. Ano, mukhang cocktail.
Cocktail.
Mm-mm.
Again.
Mukha siyang cocktail. Ayan.
Oh.
Mukha siyang cocktail.
Makalat na naman tayo. Wala na nga yung
wala
kalat.
Wala na nga yung kalat eh.
Talaga?
Wala na.
Yeah. Wala na. I think it's a temporary thing for, I don't know why, pero it's there. It's not there anymore pala. Ayun.
Ah, nasa campaign pala siya. Okay.
Ah, yung cocktail is in the campaign tab. I think it's for the Boracay campaign. Kumu weekend party campaign. Pero, okay lang. We can always find a new gift pag natapos yung campaign.
pero in fairness, bagay sa atin yung gift na yan.
Yeah.
Mga babaeng mangingilom.
Diba? Oo, oh, diba? Ano?
Okay.
Lagi tayo nangangitin ng gift ng iba.
Who's next? Who's next? Ay, kumakahol. The doggy.
Anyways, yes, ako? I have to move places kasi nga yung I'm trying to record to my laptop and naririnig ako sa ano. Nag-feedback siya kapag doon ako sa part of Congress.
Okay.
No
problem.
Who's next?
Ako, the weekends have been so crazy. grabe, as in, nakakapagod talaga pag ikaw yung gumagawa ng gift sa mga pagbibigyan mo. Kasi, alam niyo naman kami, hindi namin carry masyado mamili ng gift ng ganun kasi hindi naman, ang hirap umalis ng bahay pag walang kasama sa bahay at pag may tindahan ka at home. So that's one reason. But we had a crazy Christmas Eve with the family because, hello to Bobby Escalada, welcome to the stream. Because, okay, so ito yung aming horror story December 24. My sister booked a room. Ito na naman, kukwento ko na naman. My sister booked a room sa isang hotel sa Makati. And when she booked the room, she asked if pwede siyang magpapasok ng guests for Noche Buena. And verbally, they said yes. Tapos, wala na in-explain ng mga guest guidelines and anything else pagdating doon. So, She booked a room with our parents. And kami, hindi na kami mag-overnight doon. Parang pupunta lang kami doon for Noche Buena, tapos uuwi na, gano'n. So we went there early, kami nila June, kami ng mga anak ko. Because we wanted, ano, we wanted to beat the traffic and all of that. And we wanted to, paano ba? Basta gusto namin, ano, makapag-relax bago mag-Noche Buena. Ganun yung aming, ano, plano. So we went there early. We had to check in the dog. We had to register the dog. Kasi, ano.
Ah, talaga? Ah, kasi. Pwede itakas.
Pwede. Hindi, kasi merong area doon na the guard has to punch you in. Kung hindi ka guest, okay, you won't be able to get into the, ano, to the hotel rooms and everything. Yeah. So, ganon. So, we sinabihan kami to bring the dog to the lobby. Kasi re-register lang para lang ma-count lang na, ah, okay, nagdala sila ng pet, ganyan. Tapos, pagdating namin doon, okay na, relax. Tapos, nung dumating na yung mga ibang family members, ayaw nang papasukin. Ayaw na lang papasukin. Kasi meron daw limit ang number of guests. So, yung kapatid ko, ano na siya, uminit ang ulo niya kasi parang, bakit hindi ito sinabi sa akin nung nag-book ako at bakit hindi ito sinabi sa akin nung sinabi ko ulit sa lobby nung nag-check-in ako na may mga guests akong dadating. Bakit hindi sinabi sa akin na ganito lang na number of guests. Tapos sinabi pa pati sa kanila, hanggang 10 o'clock lang daw pwede ang guests. So, mga kapatid ko, bakit na inyo lang sinasabi sa akin yan? So, my other sibling kasi, yung brother ko, naka-check-in na rin siya dun sa hotel na yon. So, okay na. Okay na dapat. Tapos, edi, ayun na problema siya kasi sabi daw, yung guest, yung mga ibang family members namin, pwede lang daw silang pumasok pag kami daw umalis na, yung first guest na dumating. Tapos, ito pa, sabi nga, hanggang 10 o'clock lang pwede magpasok ng guest. The only way daw maipapasok lahat ng family members is kung mag-check-in. So, my sister said, sige, check-in na natin para lang matuloy natin tong Noche Buena. Sabay si biglang sabi, pero hindi na po kayo pwede mag-check-in kasi fully booked na kami. Oh my gosh. Parang nabadrip ang kapatid ko. Ang ending ng aming Noche Buena ay pumunta po kami, bigla inambush namin yung house ng isa kong sister sa Muntinlupa. Doon na kami nag-Noche Buena. Yung food na in-order namin, dinala namin lahat. Everything. Ay, nako. So, my sister, she's like, never na raw siya pupunta sa hotel na yon.
Hindi na daw siya malaman pa, anong hotel ito.
Where is it located?
Makati.
Makati where? BGC or Makati Central Business District?
Oh, Central District. Business District. Ito, sa GC.
Interesting.
Na bad trip ang kapatid ko. Sobrang bad trip. Kasi sabi niya,
ganyan din sila sa Alabang.
They should have informed her na ganun pala yun. Na may minimum number of guests. Kasi right at the reservations pa lang, nag-inquire na siya. Sinabi niya magkakaroon siya ng guests. Ang balak niya, Noche Buena. I mean, it should be clear naman siguro, no, na Noche Buena is past 10 p.m. Sasalubungin niyo ngayon, ano, di ba, Pasko? Sabi niya, never again. Gulit na gulit siya. Ay, nako, nakakapagod siya. Sa totoo lang, that night was very exhausting. And the crazy thing is that mandaling araw ng 25, bumiyahe kami ng Pampanga. Para naman sa wedding anniversary ng aking in-laws. So, sobrang, alam mo yun, sleep deprived. That Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is always sleep deprived for us. Kasi laging may ganap. So it was really exhausting. The holidays were exhausting. So, yung mga in-between days, as in talagang, ano lang kami. Ano lang, ang tawag, dito lang ako sa bahay. Hindi na ako masyadong gumanap ng anything. Except lang siguro yung pagpunta na nila Lucky dito sa bahay. Para ano, para makikumusta at makiget together. Oh my gosh. I promise. Ayoko na ulit.
Daming kwento yan.
Dami. There's so much more, but we'll basta.
Pag nag-wine night, pag yung next wine night na lang natin.
Oo, yung wine night yun, marami talaga. Marami talaga.
Who's next?
Sige, ako next.
Go.
Apparently, simula pala ito Pasko, ano? So, super busy because apparently, napakadaming, ano yan? Parang ito yung season na lagi kaming wala sa bahay. Pero ano, merong, so, yung 24, merong Noche Buena. Tapos 25, babahe ka sa pupuntang Batangas. Meron ding Christmas lunch. Tapos may travel din kami ng family. Tapos, meron ding housewarming ng friends. Tapos, medianoche sa bahay. Medianoche sa kabila. Medianoche ulit sa kabila. So, yeah. Busy. Tapos parang lagi kaming wala. Pero masaya naman. Tapos this week, medyo maluwag pa sa office kasi yung kasi sa Europe, 'di ba, holiday pa yung second, tapos siguro yung iba na extend. So, medyo magaan pa this week. Pero this weekend, I'm enjoying solo weekend because may boys out of town trip si husband. So, nakadami ako ng tulog, nakadami din ako ng nood. And of course, ang effect ng holidays, syempre, may dagdag tayong bill and weight. So, yon.
Okay lang yan. May isang taon tayo para i-shed yung added weight.
Yeah, tsaka ano, tsaka expected na yun eh kapag ka-holidays eh. Talagang,
tsaka hindi pa start kasi, di ba, nag-uubos pa tayo ng handa ng ano, ng holidays.
Meron pa ba nga titira?
Oo, meron pa.
Kami wala ilan, eh.
Parang ilang init na yan.
Hindi. Mga ano, yung mga sweets, mga ganyan.
Ay,
hindi
mga
naman,
sweets.
Hindi naman yung mga ulam kasi medyo na-manage naman na siya. Pero yung mga ulam, yung mga sweets, yung mga binigay na. Yun.
Kami, parang ang natira na lang, ang inuubos na lang namin ngayon kasi ang dami nagbigay sa amin ng hamon.
Wow.
So, parang,
wow, hamon.
Apat yung, hindi yung ano, yung fiesta ham, yung mga ganon, di ba?
Yung mga pinamimigay parang, sa office.
Yeah. Oo, yung ganon. Ang dami nagbigay sa amin, parang apat yata. Including the one that I got from the office. Tsaka, meron yata kaming dalawang queso de bola. So, yun na lang yung inuubos namin.
Wala yan. Kami nga, ano eh, niregaluhan kami ng sibuyas.
Uy, wow. Mas gusto ko yun.
Oh, wow. Ako rin.
I think mayaman yung nagbigay sa inyo yan.
Oo. Oh,
Regaling na isang kilo ng sibuyas, eh 600. Kamusta naman?
Diba?
Nakakaiyak talaga yung presyo niya. Gusto kong iyakan yung nagbebenta ng sibuyas dun sa palengke.
Ginto na. Pag may sibuyas ka na ngayong mga panahon na to, pag may sibuyas ka, mayaman ka.
So, parang yung ano lang dati, parang yung sili lang dati. Di ba ang sili dati umabot ng 1,000 ng isang kilo?
1,000 isang kilo. Totoo.
Panalo. Eh, yung sili naman kasi hindi siya kasing essential ng sibuya. Sibuya sa araw-araw mo ginagamit.
O yung sili kasi pwedeng natatanim naman yun sa bakura.
Actually, oo.
Yes.
Ang sibuya kasi ang hirap alagaan eh.
Mm-mm. Oo, ang daling masira kapag hindi ka parang mag-alaga.
Mm-mm. Tanim daw niya sa kanyang farm. O, di ba may farm siya? Mayaman
siya
talaga.
Yaman. Ang
substitute na lang natin sa sibuyas ay onion powder.
Hello, I am Jesher. Welcome
ay,
to the special podcast.
Doon sa palengke sa amin, di ba yung onion heads? Parang mga 500, 600 siya. Pero pag bumili ka ng tawag kasi dito, yung lasona. Yung
lasona.
May onion na maliit. Tapos may dahon na kasama.
Yes.
50 pesos.
Oh, mura lang.
Oh my God.
Mas murang lasona.
It's the same thing.
Kasi local yun eh.
Ay, nako.
Mas malasa pati yun, o diba?
Mm-mm. Mas masarap nga daw yun.
Ang ano lang kasi doon. Ang problema lang kasi doon, mas mahirap siyang balatan kasi maliit. Tapos isa-isa yung pagbabalat.
Oo, good luck sa aking carpal tunnel. Yun ang...
So, yun. So, what happened to me during Christmas? During Christmas, ano lang naman ako. Actually, before Christmas, nagpunta kami ng mga office mates ko sa Tagaytay. Meron kaming pinuntahan doon. Ang sabi ng katrabaho ko, Laosian. So, nagiging internal joke na sa office yung... Ay, Luciana pala, Luciana. Pero yung pinuntahan talaga namin doon is Luzon, yung sa may Napa Valley sa Tagaytay. Ayun.
Oh.
Tapos, pero ang
Yun nga, dahil
ano
yun yung
wine tasting. Ano parang napagali?
My God. May vinyls doon eh.
Vineyard and
parang
dating?
California.
No, actually, actually para siyang ano, yung lugar na yun is puro cabins, tapos meron windmill sa dulo and mga cafes. Yeah. So maganda yung view doon. Tapos, tawag to. Yung sa May Coffee Project siya, kapag ka yung doon ka sa May Silang Tagaytay Road, ang pinakaunang makikita mo doon is yung Coffee Project. Yun yung pinakaunang restaurant na nandun sa May Canto niya. Tapos looban niya is yung sa ano, napa-atch mo yung Luzon.
Wait din, mag-Happy New Year tayo kay Paolo Bordado. Hello!
Ay, hello Paolo Bordado! Happy New Year! I hope you had a great one. Anyways, ayun nga. Tapos yung ano, yung nung Christmas, ayun, tagaluto dito sa bahay. Gumawa lang naman ako ng brownies at saka ng ano, ng baked sushi. Tapos, syempre, balik opisina nung mga araw na kailangan pumasok. Tapos, nung New Year, I spent the New Year at Sofitel for the New Year's Eve party. Kasi nalaman si Jowa.
Shala!
Taray na magpa-Sofitel.
Kasama ba dito si Jowa?
Ha?
Kasama mo si Jowa?
Nung New Year's Eve, yes.
Taray.
Nung ano, nung Christmas, ano, Noche Buena sa bahay. Pero the morning, nagpunta na ako sa, ano, kinajoba nung 25. I spent the Christmas and the 26th at their house. Ayun, kasama namin ang aming bebe, Bebe Wanda. Naka ngayon ay nakatabi sa akin ngayon. Ayun, so yun yung ano, yun yung ganap sa akin. I'm not really used to having to expanding the New Year's Eve at some hotel. So, talagang bago siya sa akin.
Ang tahimik, no?
Parang hindi lang ako, ano, hindi lang talaga ako sanay. Parang mas gusto ko pa rin na, sa bahay
i-celebrate
yung New Year.
Diba?
Ay, alam nyo ba? After ng New Year's Eve party, dumiretso na kami dito sa bahay. Pagdating namin dito sa bahay, nagbibingo sila ate.
Ay, bingo?
Iba ang saya.
Ko. Kasi, ano ba yan? Medyo na-disappoint ako din.
Ako din, na-disappoint ako. Kala ko kasi may fireworks eh.
Oo, yun din inaasahan ko. Parang
na-disappoint
ako.
Mga putukan.
Ganda pa ng intro niya, alam mo ba?
Maraming putukan na naganap. Kasi nakita rin namin, from Sofitel, nakikita namin yung sa Okada, yung sa Soler, yung sa MOA.
I'm so happy for you. Madaming putukan.
Mas matagal lang yung putukan nung sa Okada, Soler. Hindi ko alam kung sa Okada yon or sa Soler, or sa MOA. Mas matagal yung putukan nila kasi yung sa Sofitel.
Ang shala, no, yung putukan talaga sa mga hotel talaga. Yun. Iba-ibang hotel pa, di ba? Okada, Sofitel.
Tapos matagal daw.
At saka matagal, yes, di ba?
Maganda yun.
Masaya yun.
Happy for you.
Diyos ko dahil.
So, yun.
si Kelvin, nagpapawisan na ng malamig.
Ano ba?
Nagpapawisan ng malamig si Kel, for sure.
I'm gonna let you guys decipher what really happened during the putukan in Sofitel.
Guys, gusto
we just
ko
watched the one from Okada and Soler kasi that's we can see that from Sofitel.
Ano, Soler pa pala? So, tatlong putukan pala ng ano?
Hindi. Tanaw sa ano? Tanaw sa Sofitel yung putukan sa Okada, sa Soler, tsaka sa MOA. Hindi ko lang alam kung alin doon yung sa kanila kasi magkakadikit lang sila halos. Ganon.
Ang adventurous, no? Sa MOA.
Everywhere.
Ang sarap ng tawa ni Tony.
This is the Becketita's official podcast.
Moving on, we have a topic for today.
Aba, Tony, dapat alam mo ito. Ikaw nag-suggest nito.
Masyado nag-enjoy sa putukan.
Siyempre.
Well,
I think anytime I will support the putukan.
Ako din.
Masaya naman ang fireworks.
Makulay. Maingay.
Yeah.
Mainit.
Nakakapasok.
Minsan masakit, pero masaya.
At saka maganda. Maganda tingnan.
Oo, oo naman talaga. Masaya okay. siyang panoorin din.
Oh my God. Ay, anyways, ang topic
natin. Namumunta na yata si Keng.
Parang yung pansit, Chay? Parang yung pansit ba?
Sabi ni Keng, guys, guys, sama na.
Guys, sama na yung badge ko, yung badge ko.
May iniingatan po siyang pangalan dito. Siya lang po ang may iniingatan pangalan. Kami po wala.
Kasi kami wala. Okay, sige na. Game.
Anyways. And then, gusto ko rin magpasalamat sa lahat sa mga tumulong kay ano, kay Darcy.
Oh yeah. Darcy.
Oh yes, oh.
Si Darcy.
She's doing so much better now. Nanghahabol na naman ng mga Grab riders. Yes.
Thank you to Albert Turalba and Robert Lee Javier for following K-Stage yes. Radio.
Thank you.
Yay, thank you.
Anyways, our topic for today. So, ang topic na inintroduce ni Tony sa atin is like, the year in review and the our plans for the upcoming year. And they actually plan goals for goals. The coming year. Hello, yes. Banyo Queen. I like your name, Banyo Queen.
Yes. Napulot ka yan actually sa isang parang mini retreat. Parang nagising na lang ako. Tapos biglang napacheck ako ng email. Tapos, oh, may mini retreat. Oh, sige, join tayo. Tapos maganda nice. Yung pagkaka-outline niya. Parang 3-2-1 action. Para...
kaya pala ganun.
Kaya may ka, 'di ba, naka-outline siya. So, yung outline is 3-2-1 action. So, habang sinasagot natin, yung mga listeners natin, pwede rin silang mag-send ng answers mm-mm. nila. As yes. in, ano. Yan.
Yes. Ang bet na bet ko yung format niya kasi pang-project manager na pang-project yes. manager yung betting. Kasi kailangan may action items ka sa dulo, 'di ba? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tama. Tama yan. At we also want to say that we will be giving out, we're giving out 100 pesos GCash to one lucky viewer who will answer our question for the day. So keep keep glued to the Becky Tita's official podcast and malay mo.
Malay nyo, kayo swertehin.
Oo nga. Salamat po sa ating ano. Salamat sa aking sponsor na si ano. Never mind.
Wag na.
310 listeners, abangan nga yan. Anyway, so sige, let's start na siguro. So sabi ni Tony, it's 3-2-1 action.
Yes.
We start with 3. What are your 3 biggest blessings in 2002?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Of course. Una-una. Okay, nagkamala sa pronunciation eh, di ba?
Of course. Sorry, napansin ko agad eh, sorry.
Napansin ko rin naman kaya nga inulit ko, di ba? Ano, first would be yung pagpasa ko sa bar because I've been...
Yes. Oh, yes!
I've been... taking the exam, that was actually my fourth time to take the exam. So, finally, lawyer na po ako dahil doon. Yun ang, ano, yun yung unang blessing. Pangalawa, si Toto, yung pamangkin ko, isang malaking kaligayahan ang dinala niya sa aming pamamahay. Mula nang dumating siya, o diba ang lalim? Ayan. Ano? Parang yung pakiramdam ko kahit hindi ako yung ina, parang hindi ko alam na mahapagmahal ako ng ganitong klaseng pagmamahal kahit hindi ko sariging anak yung bata ngayon. Ayun. Tapos ano nga ba yung kodigo ko? Wait.
Parang pareho tayo may kodigo, ah.
Yes, may kodigo
ako eh. Ayun. Si Vince, kahit na sabihin natin dumating siya sa akin noong 2021, isa pa rin siyang malaking blessing para sa akin. Kasi ang dami namin natututunan sa isa't isa.
Ay, that's nice. That's really nice.
So, yung parang tinuturuan niya ako. Kahit na yung mga bagay na sabihin natin, sige, lawyer ka. Yung mga bagay na alam mo na, pero tinuturuan pa rin. Ayun.
Well, it's really good, no, in a relationship that you learn from each other.
Yep. Diba? That's you how you grow in a relationship, eh.
That's true. That's true.
Kinikilig.
May kinikilig bigla.
Grabe.
Okay. Sino na? Sino na?
Ah, sige.
Ako. I'll go. I'll go.
Ay. Sige, go. Ikaw muna na. Hinahanap ko pa yung notebook ko.
May mga kodi ko rin, eh.
Inubuan ni Darcy.
Saka po kasi yung kodi ko sa harapan ko, eh. So, medyo general yung sa akin. So, it's in no particular order, my work. Kasi 2022, ako nagkaroon ng bagong work, diba? And even if it's very, very challenging, as in super challenging siya, I feel blessed to be working where I'm working right now. Kasi it's a good company. Honestly, it's a very good company. They know how to take care of their people. And the people that I'm working with, especially the direct supervisors that I have, yung mga boss ko, I feel blessed that I have them because they don't act as bosses. They act as mentors. So even at my age and with my experience, I'm still learning so much. So I'm very thankful na nakapasok ako dito sa company where I'm working now. And it's not just my bosses, pati yung mga direct reports ko, pati yung mga two down ko, yung mga team members. I feel blessed to have them. Kahit na may mga challenging, syempre, na mga tao, hindi naman mawawala yun eh. Pero, it's so fulfilling to see them at work and to talk to them. So, that's a blessing talaga. Kahit na, yun, pag introvert ka, di ba, parang pag social situations, napapagod ka kagad, nadedrain ka kagad. But when I go home, I feel fulfilled. Kahit pagod na pagod ako. So, work is a blessing and my workmates kasama na doon. And then next is my family. Kasi 2022 ko talaga naramdaman na pamilya kami. Hindi ko alam. I actually cannot pinpoint the why. Pero parang this year or last year, we became closer as a family. We still have our moments na, you know, may mga away-away. Hindi naman mawawala yun. Pero, we became closer as a family this year. Last year pala. Sorry. And then last, my friends, old and new. Siyempre, andyan kayo. I felt so supported in 2022. Regardless of what I was going through, parang to the point tuloy siya na wala ako halos depressed moments last year.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you guys know how quickly I cycled through my manic state, my depressed state. Pero I was so in control last year. And that's even if I didn't get to see all of you all the time, pero I felt like, andyan lang kayo sa background eh. Whatever I do, kahit di tayo madalas nag-uusap-usap, I felt really supported. Siguro maganda din kasi in 2022, we started, you know, having the opportunity to see each other na talaga. Kasi yes, na-lift na yung lockdown, yung strict lockdown policies, di ba? Pero aside from that kasi, I don't know, I felt closer to my old friends last year. And at the same time, I made a lot of new friends last year also, which was at work. And there are certain people there that I really value. Yung opinions nila, the friendship that they've extended to me, I really value all of that. So those are the blessings that I got. The main ones. Kasi marami pa eh. Ang dami talaga last year. Maganda yung year ko last year kahit na may mga moments, no? Pero last year was a good year for me and I hope it goes on, it continues on until this year. Yan.
Lahat naman kasi talaga, in a year, hindi mo maiwasan magka-moment.
Oo naman. Mm-hmm. Pero ang konti niya last year eh, which made me happy.
It was a better year for you.
Yeah, it was a better year for me talaga. And even with my writing, even if it was slow, it was moving. At least, it was moving.
I think nakatulong talaga sa'yo to go back to family.
Yeah.
No? Kasi, diba,
I think so. 2021 was an SH bleep year. Talaga. And when I got back, it was better. I think family is one of the things that really grounds me. Na talaga, it keeps me grounded and, most importantly, mentally stable.
That's great.
Mentally stable.
That really is great. Yung mga listeners natin dyan, guys, if you have your own answers, don't hesitate to type it in the comment section so we can read them out as well later. 379 listeners here on K-Stage Radio. Okay, ako, I wanna go next. Ang hirap pumili. Just like Chai, 2022 was a great year for me. So, nandun ako sa, I sabi ko, ano bang pipiliin ko? Ano bang magiging sagot ko? Kasi ang dami. Ang dami nangyari ng 2022 na new experiences. And I don't want to, I'm picking these three not because yun lang. Kasi the same answers like my friends and my family. That's one answer I would give because yung tulong at suporta this year was different. It was really different. It's like basta hindi ko ma-explain, ewan ko, like sabi nga ni Chai, you cannot exactly pinpoint, pero iba talaga. Ang isa sa mga biggest ko na blessing this year was the lounge.
Uh-uh.
And I guess, you know, dalawang concert in a year.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine myself doing that. My old self would not be able to imagine myself doing that. Because you guys know that even though I love singing, I'm not really comfortable being the center of everybody's attention.
You're not comfortable putting yourself way out there for people to see and judge.
Yes. And even before, di ba, I would perform... Mm. I would be the one playing the guitar. I would be the one doing the chowariwap. There were no solos for me before. But, you know, I started to become more comfortable doing solos. Time, you know, being, ano ba, sabi nila, being more bold and putting myself out there in a way that I normally really wouldn't. So, yeah. Dahil sa the lounge, families and friends really started to get together and get behind my desire to sing professionally. So that's a big deal.
Susunod dyan, Broadway na. Chaff.
Ay, parang ano, kailangan ko pa ng maraming courage juice.
Saan pa nang kabili nun? Bibili ka namin.
Meron pa sa divisoria niyan. Punta ako.
Sana nga eh. Pwede bang ano, pa-deliver dito ng isang mga 10 kilo. Charin. Kasi alam mo si...
Baka mas mura pa sa sibuyas.
True. Kasi alam mo itong si ano, si... Gusto lang i-share very, very quickly. Si James, nung nandito sila nung 29, shinare niya na nag... audition siya for MSB mula sa Buwan at Ahim.
Oh.
And alam mo, he's very talented. He's really talented.
Yeah.
He didn't make it through the final cast, 'di ba? Pero iniisip kaya doon bigla yung kung si James nang galing-galing, paano pa kaya? I mean, always yung umiiral yung pagka-imposter syndrome.
Pero kasi Mami King, 'di ba? Depende naman sa character na ino-auditionan mo yung ano.
Yeah, probably.
Ano kung mag-audition ka ng Gigi, medyo. Diba? Gigi sa Miss Saigon. Diba?
Kala ko galunggong.
Well, pwede rin. The singing galunggong. Ganyan.
The singing galunggong. Marami kaming galunggong po dito. Charing. Tapos, teka, ano ba yung sinabi ko? So, i-add ko pala dun sa friends and family after what happened to Darcy. Actually, nagulat din ako sa friends and family na nag-support. At saka yung Good Samaritans na hindi natin kilala.
Yeah.
Naloka ako doon. Grabe. Naloka. Everybody wanted to pitch in. And may nag-reach out pa sa akin na, I think friend ni Sarah. Kasi Sarah shared it in her socials. And then may isang nag-reach out sa akin na friend ni Sarah. Sabi niya sa akin, if it's too expensive in where you are, let me know. I know a vet who will do it for ano, parang gives.
Oh.
Nag-offer siyang ganun. Kaya lang kasi nung nag-offer siya, nakapag-decide na kami noon na sige na pa, pa-operahan na namin si ano, si Darcy sa ano sa vet na ano. All's well that ends well, but you know, I really appreciated everybody who reached out. I could not believe that we raised that much. 80% of the cost.
Di ba parang ano, sometimes the kindness of strangers, it really brings back your faith in humanity.
True.
Diba?
That's true. And at the time, like right now, you go, you know, you guys know how chaotic the world is right now, especially in our country. And to feel that kind of kindness, more of the kindness than the financial support, because even dun sa mga GCash messages na nakukuha ko, meron silang
notes
na kaya mo yan, Darcy. We're rooting for you, Darcy. Get well soon, Darcy. Doon ako mas na-touch. And there were people who were sending like 5 pesos, 10 pesos. Alam mo yun, kasi gusto lang nilang umambag.
Pero diba, ang laki talaga ng nararating ng kahit piso, 5 piso. Pag may ganyan talagang drive.
Nakakatuwa. Ang dami. Si, ang dami nilang ano. Tsaka yung mga hindi ko in-expect na mag-reach out sa akin. Uy, nagpadala ka ng ganito. Alam yun. Let's not say the amount, pero yung mga people na hindi mo ine-expect na magsasabi sa yung, oh, I feel you, ganyan. Mm-mm. Some of them are not even dog owners eh. You know, gulat.
Yeah.
Sobrang nakakatawa. And then lastly, I wanna say that K-Stage Radio is a big blessing for me.
Oh, yes.
For 2022, because aside from Becky Tita's official Getting Your Own Gig, Topic Thursdays I cannot believe that Topic Thursdays it's crazy. It's crazy how, ano.
It's actually a hit, Ate King.
Ayun nga eh. Kasi alam mo yun, it was really like just something that I thought would be fun. Because hello, hi.
Yun naman talaga, no, diba? Yung what you think is fun and easy for you. Yun yung mas ano ba yan, mas nakakalilit yung mga tao kasi it's easy to listen to.
Yes.
Yeah. Madali ding.
Parang you don't have to think, you can just tune your brain off. You can turn your brain off for an hour or two and just be.
Yes.
Yun yung pinakamasarap kasi and topics Thursday, although there's hard work going on behind it kasi you have to survey a few days before the show. Pero it's not work. Yeah, and research. But it's not work. It's something that you enjoy. So, sobrang happy kami na nakuha mo yung gig na yan.
Ako nga, it was a big surprise for me. Sa totoo lang, the research, it's so much fun because there are so many trivias and tidbits na, ganito pala yun.
Aliw yung facts.
Oh, yung sometimes the songs that they suggest, hindi ako familiar. Pero pag narinig ko, okay, so I get it. Like halimbawa yung Hanggang sa Huli ni SB19. Oh my God, it's my new favorite song. Nakakaiyak siya. That song is so, and I'm not an SB19 follower.
SB19 is the first idol group, diba?
P-pop
group.
Tapos
I heard that they're good nga daw eh.
Mm-mm. So good.
That was a hit. Kasi sa Game Boys yun.
Good for them. Good for them. Kasi, ang lakas ng pinto.
Sino yun?
Dito yan.
Sabi na eh. Wala namang ibang nagbubukas ng pinto na ganyan kalakas. Kasing lakas ng boses niya yung pinto.
Grabe naman siya.
Love you. Sabi sa'yo din na miss kita eh. It good for them. Kasi parang it's about time that Pinoy pop gets parang from what I've heard, they almost ba or they actually went global for a short period of time.
Yeah,
parang they were Billboard nga na parang may hit sila na umabot sa Billboard.
May nag-hit sila na song sa Billboard. So it's good, you know, it's good that Pinoy pop is go, you know, it's out there na. 'Di ba? Yeah. Kasi yeah, parang all this time we've gotten used to K-pop, J-pop, yeah, yung iba.
Ano, yung mga ano din, BGYO, tapos meron din ngayon sa EBS, yung Dreammaker. Although, hindi pa ako nakaka-catch up.
Actually, meron, meron nga kami napanood nun sa ano, sa Sofitel, ano, isang group na naman, Vision, parang
so oh, it's good that ano it and it even if you when you think about it it's influenced by K-pop definitely kasi K-pop yes, definitely. Yung nag-open ng Asia to the global mm-hmm. stage eh, di ba pero mm-hmm. even if you we know all know that it was influenced by K-pop it's good that P-pop is finding its own niche because mm-hmm. that's hard. Diba? It's not easy to get into the on the global stage or become a global brand at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that we're getting there.
Yes, that's so true. Ay, ikaw naman, Tony.
Ikaw naman, Tony.
Okay. Sige, yung una muna is well, nag-start naman na talaga ako ng 2021 pero mas kaso ayoko nag-check ng expenses and cash flow noong 2022. Actually, hindi pa siya tapos. Pero because of that, mas madali ko nakakita everything. Tapos, meron akong sheets. Meron din kaming joint sheets ni Jowa. Tapos, meron din akong app. Meron din siyang app. So, yun. Madali. And so, ande, sige, mamaya na lang yun. Tapos, yung second is nag-subscribe na ako sa gym. Nag-start na rin ako. Although,
siyempre
no holidays, wala. Pero don't expect. Siyempre, pag-dita tayo ngayon, you know.
Oh, naman.
I mean, oh my God. May isa-share ako.
Gusto ko na rin balik sa ganyan.
Na, ano, nasabi nila kamukha ko daw. Parang I did not take that as a compliment. Pero, sa GC na lang. I don't wanna share it here. Kasi hindi talaga ako natutuwa. Pero, yan. Tapos, I lost some pounds then siguro mga hanggang October November pero yun nga kasi like super busy because of audit season and evaluations so yun talaga yung stressful and busy so nag-stop din ako pero oh and one more thing is nabudol ko yung mga kapatid ko na mag-marathon sa February as in yung full 42k
wow.
So because of that
oh
nagka-training. May training din ako, tapos meron din akong run sa Feb. So, yun. Slowly getting back on track, yun. Tapos, last is working from home. Kasi that enabled me to travel more and spend more time with family and friends. Kasi before, stress ka na sa biyahe. Tapos, because nasa Pasig na ako and yung workplace ko, Alabang. So, super, well, malayo siya.
At oh, saka,
nakantress yung biyake. So, thankful ako na last year, tapos they have also confirmed na also for 2023, we're required na minimum once a week or kunwari 4 or 5 times per month depending on how many weeks there is for that month. So, yun. Kasi, because of that, kapag because working from home, kunwari, meron kaming lunch or dinner sa bahay, may bisita, or may pupunta kang like housewarming, pero makaka-uwi ako on time, hindi ko po problemahin na mapapagod ako sa biyahin, masa-stress, wala akong masakyan, umuulan. So, yun. That one is really a big thing for me in 2023. Also in 2023. I mean, yeah. Those are the biggest. Pero syempre, also, working from home allowed me to travel then mas marami kaming layas this year syempre compared nung pandemic so and then we look forward to more travels then hopefully my international travels then this year so yan those are some of my biggest blessings in 2022.
Ganda nga ng mga travel vids nyo. Ang pictures, nakakainggit.
Tony, diba, pag pumunta ka ulit ng South Korea, pakiuwi si Park Jin-yong, ha?
Isilid mo daw sa
bago siya ano, bago siya mag-enlist sa military. Pakisilid sa bagmots, pakiuwi
ka sa capsule.
Can we just say hello to 542 listeners tonight?
Hello!
Hello! Thank you, Gion, Gion V. 12:30
Hello.
Again,
thank
guys,
you.
If you wanna put in your answers of your top three blessings, sige, type nyo lang yun sa comment section. Yes. Mm-hmm. We will read that out in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for the follow sa K-Stage Radio. Follow mo rin kami. Lalo na ako. Char. Yes.
O, kasi siya po talaga yung may mga shows.
Chikahan na with the Becky Titas. This is Tony.
Kilala ko kung sino si Gio Envy.
Sino?
Yung isa sa mga, yung friend ko na makakasama ko manood ng, ng concert. She's actually, ano, si, that's Mommy Roda. So, Mommy Roda is a TLOIC sa office. And she just recently got promoted. I mentored her. She recently got promoted, effective December 28th. So, congratulations, Amirada! Yan ang ka-fangirl ko. Ako nag-introduce sa kanya kay Park Jin-yong at yan ang ka-fangirl ko kay Park Jin-yong.
Influencer
siya. Na-convert ko siya. Army siya. Na-convert ko siya.
Okay, influencer? Let's go to our next question.
Okay.
So, we had three, two, one nga, di ba? So, three biggest blessings. Two is two lessons. Gusto ko yung nag-finger sign ako dito ng two. Ay, hindi naman ako naka-video.
Buti na lang tinapos mo.
Ay, sorry.
Kasi naman eh. May pause kasi after ng finger eh.
Hindi, yung sumisignal ako ng number two dito. Hindi mo pala ako naka-video.
Kasi naman eh.
Isipin mo yon galing kay Ken.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, Diyos ko tayo. Ano ba yun?
Okay, sige.
Anyways, two lessons.
It's getting hot.
Two lessons. Ay, sas ginoo. Way. Palpitate ako doon. Ano ba yan? Two lessons that you learned from challenges in 2022 that change you or will change you forever. So excited to answer this question.
Sige, ako na muna.
Teka lang, ayan.
Ako na muna. Sige. So, the first one, cocktail. Dapat kasi hindi nila tinanggal yung makalat eh.
Oo nga. Petition naman.
Petition tayo. The first one, so for me, one of the main lesson that I learned in 2022 is be honest to yourself. Diba? Most people say, be honest with yourself. Mm. Ako, it's be honest to yourself. I think that was one of the things that made me more human. Human?
Hindi ka pala human dati, no? Hindi ka pala tao dati.
Hindi, demonita ako, diba? So, be honest to yourself. Kasi parang, most people, and this is human nature kasi, we usually are in self-denial about who we are and how we are. So it's really basically self-acceptance. I think I have accepted my flaws and my weaknesses more in 2022 compared to any other year. Kasi it was very evident with my mental health. I was more stable last year eh. And hopefully until this year. Tumagal siya hanggang this year. Ayoko na po. I think a big
one
factor,
diba?
One day at a time. But I think the biggest factor as to why is because yun nga, family. I'm back with my family. I got to reconnect with all of my not all, pero the most of my friends. Especially the friends that I like seeing. Kasi may mga friends tayo na ayaw natin nakikita na madalas, no? Pero the ones that I really enjoy the company of, I got to see them again. And I think that played a huge part in my self-acceptance. I mean, I've already accepted myself a long time ago, but last year, there's a better self-awareness in me that really helped me become more stable mentally and emotionally. I still had my breakdowns. Hindi naman mawawala yun eh. Pero they weren't as bad as they were before. Kasi remember, di ba, before yung kung gaano siya kasama talaga to the point that there's harm involved. So, that's one thing that I think helped me last year. And then the second one is pay it forward. It is so fulfilling to pay it forward.
Yes.
I'm glad to say, and sorry, pabayaan niyo ko magbuhat ng sarili kong bangko right now. Pero last year, I was able to promote 2 agents that I mentored. Not team leads, ah, agents na minentor ko. Dalawa sila.
Nice.
And that's less than a year, last year. So, February lang ako nag-start sa company ko, di ba? So, in that span of time, dalawa yun eh. Yung isa, nakapag-leadership training na, pero parang last year lang siya nagkaroon ng talagang opportunity to grow. So, I taught her what I knew. And then, kasabay nun, ito nga, si Mami Roda, minentoran ko. And fortunately for me, near the end of the year, they were successful. So, I'm very...
Nice.
And that was because I really wanted to help them find themselves as leaders, and it's so fulfilling to see them grow. I know that whatever I did was a small part of it because I just helped them find the path that they need to walk, but it's still fulfilling nonetheless. Masarap siya sa pakiramdam na nakikita mo nagsasucceed yung tao mo eh.
Nice.
Yun. So those are my 2. Pay it forward and be honest to yourself.
Who's next?
Sige, ako next. Okay, yung 2 lessons. Losing a friend, a relative, a very close friend's dad reminded me that relationships and connections are important. Well, I know naman, pero it's a reminder, and also to treasure every moment with the people that I love. So, in connection to that, then is save and invest. So, that includes all aspects like financially and also emotionally, psychologically. So, money, save and invest, also, pati time and energy. Kasi mas binavalue ko yung peace of mind. So parang kapag that something that would negatively affect me, bahala ka dyan. I mean,
yes.
Nandun ako sa point ng buhay ko na kunwari kahit na ipaglaban mo sa akin na 1+1=2, o kung dyan ka masaya, okay, fine.
Kung 1 equals 3,
okay, fine. Kung dyan ka masaya kahit na ipaglaban nyo na 1+1=10, sige, kung dyan ka maligaya,
agree to disagree.
Makikipagpatayin siya for that. Pero alam mo yung, the fact is, eto naman talaga. Pero sige, dyan ka masaya.
Parang ano, it feels good to not care sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. To not give
an
a flying duck, yes. So, pati yun, yung mga kunwari, yung the stories that people tell to themselves. Kung kunwari, ay, ako, ang galing-galing ko. Pero, other people know naman na, ay, hindi naman talaga yung effort, credit grabber. Pero sige,
ay,
kwento mo yan. Naku, dami kong kailalang ganyan.
Gemini ba yan? Magandang gabi.
Hello, Gemini. Magandang gabi.
Okay. Akala ko, ano, nag-name drop tayo. Joke lang. Alam mo yan, so parang syempre, di ba, kwento niya yan. So syempre, everyone else is, ano, is a kontrabida. Pero, sige, for my peace of mind, I don't care. Diyan ka masaya. In one way or another, babalikan ka niyan. So, mas, so yun, I think mas may peace of mind ako this year. So yun. And, yun nga, yung because sobrang daming loss this year. Yung start pa lang si Ash. Yes. Yung dad ni Jay. And then, yung auntie namin na super kaklose namin and all the other family drama. So, yun. Masarado naman ako kasi wala namang drama yung friends ko. Well, at least the friends that I like.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, yun. That's it for me.
Ako, I wanna share.
Me for me.
Ah, sige, ikaw muna din.
Ah, sige. Una ka. Ah, sino ba sa atin?
Ikaw na.
Din. Go.
Ano, sa akin, never stop trying. Kasi, yun nga eh, diba? I was able to pass the bar after 4 tries. Yes. So,
tsaka ang mahalaga naman, diba? Tinry mo at pumasa ka.
Yes.
Actually, ang mga sinasabi nga sa amin ng mga late professors namin, mga yumaong professors namin na ano na, may mga estudyante sila na ganitong edad sila nung nag-take, nung graduate sila ng law, and then nung pumasa sila ng law, after 30 years pa. So, ganon. So, for those... Oo, never stop trying. Kasi, ang pinaka-importante dyan yung sinubukan mo eh. Kasi, yes. Walang mangyayari sa'yo kung hindi mo susubukan eh. Mm-hmm. Diba? Yeah. Parang dun palang sumuko ka na eh. Kapag hindi mo sinubukan. Yun. Yeah. Tapos, asa na nga ulit yung kodigo ko?
O, diba lahat may kodigo?
Ano? Educate yourself all the time. Kasi may mga bagay na, may mga instances na mangyayari sa buhay mo na hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo. Pero if you try to analyze things, if you try to learn things, magagawa mo yung mga bagay-bagay na nung una ay hindi mo alam. Kasi yun nga, di ba? Naging OIC na naman ako ngayon. At syempre, ang daming pagbabago kasi nga, naging digital na yung mga bagay-bagay sa office. Mm-hmm. So, I had to learn things sa mga proseso namin sa office. Mm-hmm. Ayun. And I had to learn to teach people. Diba? I had to learn to teach people. Nang hindi,
how has that? How
nang hindi umiinit ang ulo ko.
Nang hindi umiinit ang ulo.
yung pagtuturo sa ibang tayo, pagtuturo sa ibang tao, eh, kaya naman yan. Yung hindi umiinit ng ulo habang tinuturuan yung ibang tao, ay eh, yun ang mahirap talaga.
Oo naman.
So, I have to learn that still. Diba?
Lalo na para sa mga tao. Lalo na para sa mga taong maisi. Ang pasensya, that is a feat.
Wait, gusto ko lang i-share. So, merong year na ang naisip ko, ang goal ko or parang yung parang pinaka-hope ko sa sarili ko, sabi ko, ano yan? Magpahaba ng pasensya. Oh my God. Tinest talaga ni Lord ang aking pasensya. After that, hindi ko na pinagdasal na magpahaba.
Diba?
Hiningi mo daw yan eh. Oh, ayan, God. Binibigay niya sa'yo.
Binigay naman ni Lord sa'yo. Yun nga lang, na-realize mo, hindi pala yun yung kailangan mo.
Humaba na siya, pero okay na ako, Lord, sa haba niya ngayon. Iba na lang
ang haba.
Okay na, gets ko na po. Ano?
Okay na po.
gets ko na.
Okay, go ahead din, sorry.
Ayun, yun lang naman.
Okay.
Yan naman yung mga ano, yung mga challenges na kailangan ko matutunan.
Dapat siya naman, 'di ba? Laging may natututunan ka every day kasi otherwise boring.
Yeah.
Tama.
We should always treat each day as an opportunity to learn.
Yes.
Because if we don't, we will not grow as people.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
So true. Yes.
Ay, nanonood
niya. Life is a continuous lesson naman talaga.
Yes. True.
Okay, my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay. Kasi may mga nangyari sa akin as of late na it changed a bit of my perspective in life. Kasi, diba, we're I'm starting to transition into a different kind of lifestyle. Ano man lifestyle? Hindi. Parang different kind of work. Kasi di ba? Iba na, iba na. I'm more focused on having more time at home. Yes. Having more time.
You're no longer a corporate slave.
Yeah. Yes. Although, you know, I do miss the financial benefits of that. But
oh, yes. Well, but, it's still different.
Yeah, it's still different to find, ano ba yun? Basta you to not feel like killing yourself. But anyways, my two lessons. First is find your peace. And may nahulog.
Ito hulog sa phone ko.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Kala ko doorbell.
Ang daming special effects ni Bin.
Oo, oh, ano?
Pwede siyang mag-AM radio.
Chow. Yes.
Ano kasi, wala akong sariling kwarto ngayon kasi yung kwarto na ginagamit ko for recording, is currently recording something.
Ah, see. Okay. Anyways, so my first lesson is find your peace and keep your peace.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
Katulad din ng sinabi ni Tony na kung masaya ka sa 1 plus 1 equals 10, o di sige, balak sa buhay mo. Ganon. So, this is also one thing that I hear from Phil all the time. Choose your battles.
Yes.
So, may mga nangyari na hindi nakakatuwa in the previous year as much as maraming magandang nangyari, meron din mga unfortunate things na nangyari. And I've come to realize that if I continue to involve myself in that drama, I'm just punishing myself for nothing. Mm-hmm. So I will rant. After I rant, I will move on to better things. Ganon. Ganon. Ganon ang ano ko. Ganon ang aking focus ngayon. Kasi ano eh, ang tawag dito, it's better that way to, I don't wanna say toxic positivity, but sometimes kasi there are just things that that pwede mong sabihin waste of time.
Yeah.
Hindi mo na kailangan ubusin yung energy mo sa ganyan. Focus on the things that make you happy. Focus on the things that bring you peace.
Yes.
So yun ang isa sa mga lessons. So dati kasi, alam mo yun, parang I would dwell on the situation and say, why is this happening? Yung mga ganong tipong emek. Pero ngayon parang, sige, pagkatapos kong ibuhos yung galit ko, keber. Ganun. Keber. And then my second
pero
lesson.
Pero maganda yun, you know, you're ano yan, ano tawag dyan? You're also cherishing and dinadama mo yung anger. Kasi yung iba, diba, siniskip siya, tapos parang,
that's true.
Parang nagpapanggap na lang na, I am healed, okay na ako. Pero kasi ang hirap kapag hindi mo nalabas yung galit, babalikan
ka. Express ko talaga siya. Nakikita nyo naman sa GC, diba?
Yes.
Oo naman. There's ano eh, that's one thing that I learned during therapy. Do not be ashamed of your feelings.
Yes.
Do not be ashamed of your emotions. Because they're the reality eh. You're feeling that way. Kaya nga, this is something that I always say to people who feel na their emotions are not valid. It is. It's valid. It is. Nobody has the right to tell you how to feel.
Yes.
Especially for situations.
Hey guys, 700 listeners. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Hello po.
Hello. So, thanks for parang, listening. Nobody has the right to invalidate your feelings because that's your truth. That those are your feelings. Nobody should give a flying F about how you feel about certain situations.
But also, and this is a lesson that I've also taught my children, you know, when you feel a certain way, you feel bad for whatever, okay lang yan kasi hindi mo naman kukontrol talaga how you will feel eh. But what you do because of that feeling, that's what defines what kind of a person you
are.
So,
kung kunwari, galit ka or stress na stress ka, itawa mo na lang kaysa mabaliw ka.
Or,
diba?
You know, find an outlet. Ganun.
Find an outlet. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, my second lesson, and this is a very unfortunate lesson because of some unfortunate things, ganyan, that we have, kumbaga, we have left behind.
Yeah.
Pero ang natutunan ko dun sa mga pangyayari is that not everyone nice to you have pure intentions.
Oh, yes.
Yung iba makikichismis
yan. That is so true.
And ako pa naman, sa iba.
Ako talaga, mas gumagana ng loob ko sa mga taong mabait sa akin. Totoo. Pero, ayun nga, although sometimes, you know, you see some warning signs, but you sometimes ignore the warning signs kasi, kasi mabait sa akin itong tao na to. Pero, you have to learn to identify kung ano yung bait na sincere at yung bait na kasi kailangan maging mabait dahil alam mo yun, oo, yung mga ganun.
A red flag is a red flag.
Yes.
I think that's one thing that we should all keep in mind. A red flag is a red flag. It should already set off alarms in your head when you see them. And you should already be very wary.
Pero alam mo naman, bias tayo.
That's true. Oo, bias naman talaga tayo. Judgmental
tayo. Basta gusto na, judgmental ka, pero bias ka din. Pag gusto mo yung tao, kahit napakaraming red flags, I think I love.
May ganun eh. May mga moments na ganun.
May mga moments talagang ganun. Pero siguro ano na lang, ako kasi I never let go of my trust issues. So, salbahe na ako sa salbahe. Yung suspicious, yung very suspicious din kasi ako talaga na tao na tamang hinala. Yung, yung pag mabait sa akin, parang, sandali. Bakit mabait sa akin to? May kailangan ba to? Ganun, ewan ko, siguro because of everything that had happened to me in the past, that's why I feel the way that I always treat other people like that. It takes a while to get my trust. Siguro kaya ako nasasabi yun na a red flag is a red flag. So kahit gusto ko yung tao, hindi, ako, siguro that's what's different about me na lang, no? Na parang kahit gusto ko yung tao, parang ako, let's see. Mm-hmm. Ganun pa rin ako eh. So, maybe that's just different. I'm just really different.
Ako, ano, paano ko ba i-explain? Kasi, na-realize ko din sa sarili ko na hindi ako nakukuha sa bait through regalo.
Ah, yes.
Ay, binibili.
Doon na-realize ko din yun. Kasi, I'm more of the connection, the personal connection. Parang, eh, kasi, ito eh, itong tao na to, kaya ako siya gusto, kasi, sinuportahan niya ako, not because binigyan niya ako ng regalo or whatever. It's more of like, this person listened to me when I was down. This person gave me advice, support, emotional support. And yung talagang yung pinagkakatiwalaan mo na pag sinabi mo sa kanila yung mga personal fears and problems mo ay hindi nila gagamitin sa ibang bagay.
Against you. They don't weaponize it against you.
Yeah. So, may mga tao na napili ko na ganyan sila. And then, hindi ko sila tatalo. Ganun. Ang lalim ng taga.
But yes. Nakahawa ka na kay Dean.
Ang lalim na Tagalog. Pero ganun yun. And sometimes, when especially in this day and age, and everything is online.
Yeah.
You have fun with somebody, and you think that having fun with somebody makes them your friend. But sometimes, no, friendship is deeper than having fun with somebody.
Yes. And alam natin yan. True friendships, true friendships stand the test of time.
Yes.
At saka, it's not, kasi di ba yung pag-fun-fun lang, you're just friends for convenience. Pero, convenience, yung matatawag correct. Na yung friend mo, wala dun kapag kailangan mo, or wala ka kapag kailangan ka nila. So, ano yun?
Parang, yung friend mo na pag, pag kailangan mo nang magsasabi sa'yo na mali yung ginagawa mo, gagawin nila yun. May mga na encounter tayo na unfortunately, iba. But yeah, correct. Those are my two lessons.
Alright. Na lang, alam na natin how to let go of
toxic friendships.
Yes. it's part of growing up eh.
Yes. I mean,
at if we don't sometimes we don't grow up or mature at a certain age. But there will also be times na akala mo mature ka na, pero certain situations happen to you that force you to even more, parang to consider more adult actions.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Learn from experience. Yes, that is right. Hello, this is me, Sev. Thank you for joining us.
Hello!
That is right. You learn from correct, experience.
That's true.
Added knowledge is always a good thing.
Tara, chikahan na with the Becky Titas.
Okay, let us head on to our last question.
Oh, that's a good question. Oh,
three, two, oras, eh. 3-2-1 natin. Asan na nga ba yung question?
Yung last one is yung goals for 2023.
May action pa nga eh. Pero
may action plans pa yan eh.
Paabuti natin. Quickly, very quickly lang.
Oh, sige.
One, your goals for 2023, but identify only one goal that's most important. Uh-oh. And then share your actions to get to that goal.
So, mauna na ako.
Yes.
Bilisan ko na lang. So, the biggest goal that I have is to never stop chasing your dreams. Chasing my dreams. So, you guys know what my dream is. It's to finally be able to publish something officially. A book. That's always been the dream ever since I was a wee teenager. And yung action plan, yung action plan ko para ma-achieve ko siya is to read more and write more. Kasi I think that's what I missed out on the past few years. I watch more TV rather than read and write. But for this year, I really want to write more. And in order for me to do that, I have to bring back my passion for books. So I have to read more books in order for me to achieve the goal. Kasi gusto ko talaga matapos na yung first draft ng book ko by the end of 2023. Kasi hindi siya madaling gawin. So, yun. That's the goal for this year. It's to never stop chasing my dreams, to become an author, an actual, well, not get published by this year, pero at least finish the book, because that's part of the dream. Siyempre, hindi naman ako magiging author kung wala akong libro, di ba? Para naman akong tanga nun. Parang gago nun, di ba? The book is not gonna write itself, right? Yeah. So, that's the goal, and that's what I need to do in order to fulfill that. And I'm already 14,000 words into the book.
Nice. Go for it.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Sige, magne-next na ako. Yung mga 3-5 goals. So, healthy and happy pregnancy and a healthy and happy baby of our own. Tapos, go back to running and meditating. Continue wealth building and sharing, more travels, especially abroad, and spending more time with loved ones. So, syempre, yung pinaka mahalaga dun is spending more time with loved ones. Pero, yung bibigyan ka ng action item, well, yung travel, ano na yan, mga book na yan. Pero yung bibigyan ko ng action items is I run thrice a week, meditate at least 10 minutes a day, and then yoga once a week. And then, I have set a fixed amount for savings and assets. So, yun. And then, I've also started, hindi naman ako magiging author. Hindi naman ako gagawa ng libro. Pero, meron isang personal website. Pero just so that I can go back to writing. So, para hindi ako mahirapan anong isipin kong isulat. Meron siyang daily prompts. So, from there, from there, I can start writing based on that topic or branch out. Yun. And then, meron din akong yung parang cards that I draw every day. Tapos, based on those cards, I also write. So, yan.
Nice.
Fun. Kayo naman.
Okay. Me. Wala pa si Dean. Unless ano ulit siya ulit. Char. 3-5.
I just have a lot going on here at home.
Okay, sige. After ko na lang ikaw. Important goals for me this year. Be more productive. Mm-hmm. Although I know I'm already productive as it is. Nanay. Today lang, nagluto tayo ng hapunan at naglinis tayo ng mga freezers sa store. Yung ganong eme. But in a way na productive in a way na like learn something new for the year. And I would like to also be able to help my husband with his business. So little by little, I'm trying to figure out what ways I can do that. In what ways I can do that. Yung pagka PM ko ba magagamit ko? Ganon. Be more analytical of people. So yun sa mga goals ko. Sandali ah. Si Darcy pumasok ng banyo.
Baka gusto maligo.
So be more analytical of people. Trust your instincts. I will not detail that further, but you guys know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And the most important goal for me is to continue singing.
Yay.
So there are some plans lined up this year in cooperation with our other singing friends. There's this March project.
Yay.
And as soon as I fix my schedule, I will have a regular twice a month singing gig with
Latin I'm really friends. Excited for you.
And then yun nga yung sinabi nga ni Lucky na original songs ng members ng The Lounge. Some members of The Lounge na pwede. So ayun.
Yep.
That's also happening. And I just had a call with Watasu before we started our stream. Yung mga Take Me to the Theater recordings tinatrabaho na niya. And hopefully we can release that by February. So, ayan, yung mga ganun. Alam mo yung mga ganun. And yes, I want to continue singing. I want to continue doing Topic Thursdays. I want to continue doing what we do here in Becky Titas at saka yung mga solo streams sa Kumu. Kasi I've realized that even though it's just like, let's say I sing for like an hour and a half, like three times a week, three or four times a week, iba yung mood ko.
Mm-hmm.
Iba yung mood ko. I see that after I do, basta I dedicate that a specific time for me to do that, mas magaan, and then even with, I'm getting better in managing my time with household chores. My QLS is already titled After Chores. Kasi yun ang katotohanan ko eh. Pero yun nga, natututo na ako mag-manage yun in a better way. I enjoy cooking lately for the children. May mga sinishare na recipes si Abner sa akin. So yun yung mga bagay na ngayon niya. Kasi dahil happy ako, dahil nakakakanta ako. So I put that off for a long time. And you guys probably didn't know that it was always something that I wanted to do. But I've put that off because life happened.
Yep.
And, you know, we adjust to what we have. And then until, you know, it's like everything happened for a reason. I got forced to do this by circumstances that happened in my life as well. So, I might as well. Diba? Might as well. I mean, I know I will probably not be I'm not delusional. Alam ko naman hindi ako lalabas sa TV.
But who knows?
But just to be able to sing, diba? I mean, tapos there's that online idol pa that's helping me connect with other people outside of the country.
Yep.
So it helps my heart. And when my heart is happy, I'm a better person all around. I'm better. Yes. I'm a better mom to my children. I'm a better wife to my husband. And I'm a better friend to my friends. Yeah, even if sometimes nabubuhos ko yung galit ko sa kanila. Na-express. Hindi naman nabubuhos, na-express.
Iba naman yun.
Okay lang. Pero, yun kasi that's what friends are there for.
Yes. Nakakatuwa nga eh. Pag na ano, kasi nabubuhos ko din sa ibang friends minsan yung, nasishare ko din yung grievances ko. Nakakatawa kasi ang reaction nila is, sige, magpapadala ako sa iyo ng video na nakakatawa. Parang, sige, na-express mo na, baguhin natin ngayon ng mood mo, bibigyan kita ng video na nakakatawa. Ganun ang ginagawa ni Lucky sa akin ngayon.
Or gusto mo, sisendan ka namin ng mga masasaya for us, like yung mga
videos na mga
nakaka-reels. Hindi, wag ganun.
Yung mga Nagtutok katulad... fingers, three fingers, video.
Katulad nung ano, katulad nung
6:30 na guys. Na,
ano, katulad nung sinend ko na parang waffle maker.
Oh, 821 yeah. listeners here on K-Stage Radio.
Hello
po. Hello po. With the Becky Tita's official podcast.
Yung dama ko yung stress ni Ate King din sa biglang.
Hindi ko alam kung namumula si King ngayon o nang namumutla. Inagdadasal na lang niya yung badge ko, yung badge.
I'm not a blusher, Char. I'm not a blusher unless I put a blush on, Char.
Well, that can change.
I don't want to know how. Okay. But anyways, ayun. Si Dean naman.
Si Dean.
Dean.
Teka, asan na yung kodigo ko?
Dali, OT na tayo. Dali, OT na tayo. Magpapapremyo pa tayo.
Well, ayun. Goals for 2023, since I'm not yet in a lawyer, I'm still holding a non-lawyer position. Yun yung isa sa mga goals ko to get a lawyer position so I can earn higher. And syempre, kapag yan nangyari, domino effect. I will be able to save more for the future. We'll be able to buy properties for investment, ganyan. Tapos, we'll be able to plan more for us sa amin ni Jowa. Yun. Tapos, isa rin yung lose weight. I gained a lot of weight this year.
Well, I can relate.
Kasama yan sa kailangan kong gawin. So, sobrang holiday weight ko.
yung ano, kapag magkasama kami ni Jowa, tapos kakapain niya yung chan ko. Kasalanan mo yan. Yan palagi ko sinasabi sa kanya.
Napasan pumupunta.
yung bilbil lang. Yung bilbil ko lang na dating wala. Nung nakilala niya ako, wala yan. Tapos ngayon, meron na. Yan. Kapag kinakapain niya, sabihin ko sa kanya, kasalanan mo yan. Puro kapadala ng pagkain na masasarap. Magaling siya kasi magluto. Diba? Ginaganan ko.
Magaling magluto.
Magaling siya magluto.
Parang so
siya
yun.
Pinara magaling magluto.
Tapos, kapag sinabi ko yan, kasalanan, nakasalanan niya, sabi niya, eh, ikaw naman, kain ka ng kain. Sinong sarap na sarap?
sarap na sarap!
Medyo iba kasi yun din ang naisip ko sa kain ka ng kain, tapos masarap. Pero sige.
Iba rin yung naisip ko.
Pero sige.
Okay.
So yun.
Kain na makain!
Mm-mm. So, isa yun sa mga magiging domino effect if I will be able to get a lawyer position. Syempre, iba kasi yung work na ginagawa ko ngayon kasi yung work na ginagawa ko ngayon is good for two people dahil wala nga kaming branch clerk. So, I'm doing the job of a branch clerk and an LR. Ano? Tawag dito?
Ano yung LR?
Legal researcher.
Yun.
So, pagka nasa lawyer, there is a possibility na mas magiging chill yun with a higher salary because of my because of being a lawyer ganon. Yun, so it will all fall in it will be a domino effect kapag ka nangyari yun kasi I'll have more time to do things that I wanna do such as walking, running, ganyan. Ayun. So, ayun. Yun yung mga goals ko for 2023.
Nakakatawa. Nakakatawa na marinig si Dean sabihin, I'm already a lawyer.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, alam mo ba, yung may tumatawag sa akin sa office, yung mga tumatawag sa akin ng attorney sa office, kinukurot ko. Kasi sabi ko, ano, tawag dito, hindi naman porke pumasa ako ng bar, magiging iba na yung tingin nyo sa akin. Kasi iba kasi, yung ibang mga lawyers, ibang mga pumasa ng bar, lalo yung mga, I'm not saying that all first takers na pumasa ng bar are...
May error.
Assuming agad na, hoy, tawagin mo kong lawyer, ganyan.
Mm.
Some do that, some don't. Pero kasi, being grounded ng tatlong takes na hindi pumasa. Yun. Parang ayokong isipin ng ibang tao na
iba pa, iba na ako dahil lawyer ako.
Alam mo,
so, ang sinasabi ko sa kanila, tawagin niyo pa rin akong sa pangalan ko kung doon kayo nasanay.
Oo.
Or since yung sa mga sa office ko, since ako yung pinaka-head nila ngayon, tawagin niyo na lang akong boss o kaya madam. Kasi hindi kasi yung tawag nila sa akin.
Ayaw niya ng attorney pero boss at madam.
Boss at madam.
Hindi kasi yun yung tawag nila sa akin nung naging OIC ako noong 2019. Boss yung tawag nila dun sa branch clerk namin, tapos madam yung tawag nila sa akin para iba. Tapos pinakita ko sa nila yung post na yung sa linya-linya kasi parang 'di ba yung linya-linya, they always have a parang cartoon na kapag ka, ito yung panga yung ito yung statement, may kadugtong yan. Yung sa ano, yung sa linya-linya pinakita ko madam. Tapos sa ibaba, madaming ginagawa. So yun yung ilan na lang, kininote na nila sa akin kaya madam na yung tawag nila sa akin. Kasi madaming ginagawa. Oo. Kaya yun, so, yun yung mas nasanay ako na ganun yung tawag nila sa akin. Ma'am, madam, or boss. Ayokong tinatawag nila akong attorney. That doesn't mean that pumasa ako, eh, iba na yung tingin niyo sa akin. Ayoko nang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yun. So, yung mga tumatawag sa akin ng mga attorneys, yung mga hindi ako kilala. Ha? Huh?
Baka naman happy lang sila for you kasi nga they know kung ano pinagdaanan mo. So happy sila na deserve mo yung title after mo pumasa.
Oo naman. Sinasabi nila yun sa akin. Pero syempre ako being someone na parang ang tagal kong kasama tapos ang palaging tawag sa akin eh pangalan ko o kaya madam, ayokong mabago yun. Na gusto ko isipin nila na ako pa rin to.
Ikaw pa rin yan.
Yes. Oo.
That's ito, a good si Din pa rin to, maingay.
Yes. Madaming na tinatalakan sila kapag hindi nila ginagawa yung trabaho nila. Ganon.
Ay,
yes. Ay. Ayan. Yun lang.
Ang saya. Ang saya na kumpleto natin siya. Overtime tayo. Pero meron pa rin naman tayong tatanungin natin ngayon ng ating mga kaibigan dyan sa baba. Ano nga ba yung question of the day natin? Nawala yung file sa akin. Ayun, fine. The question of the day is, what is your biggest lesson for 2022? Now, may mamimigay po ng 100 GCash sa taong aakyat para i-share ang kanilang answer for us. Pero ang yes. Aming po lang i-request para ma-awardan kayo ng GCash is to follow us on Kumu, Becky Titas Official, on Facebook. Please do like our Facebook page, our Instagram, and our YouTube channel. That's Becky Tita's Official Podcast. Ayan. So, paano natin ito gagawin, Tita Chay? Tita Chay?
Tita Chay?
Nasanay kasi okay, Eman, pag si Tita Chay.
Yung unang magbabagsak ng cocktail sa ating mga listeners, ang pipiliin nating umakyat. Tapos, as soon as they complete sending you screenshots of the proof of purchase, yung pagpo-follow nila sa YouTube, proof of purchase, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They also need to send their, so ipaprompt sila to send their GCash number, and then we will send the GCash.
Sa akin na lang, no? Sa'yo na lang, i-send ang inyong proof of purchase at saka GCash number.
Yes.
Sa sino po? Meron ba tayo? Press 1 naman po dyan, guys!
May nakikinig pa ba?
881.
Ah, well.
Unless gusto nyo mag-pick a viewer, pwede rin tayo mag-pick a viewer.
Pwede rin naman. Kung walang mag-volunteer, magtataas ng paa.
Pwede.
Or carry over next week. Pag wala.
Pwede rin naman.
Sige, ganito, mag-pick a viewer tayo. Pag ready ng umakyat si pick a view, yung mapipick ni K-Stage Radio na viewer, siya yung paakyatin natin. Pag hindi siya umakyat within 10 seconds, we will carry over to next week.
Okay. Yes. Okay,
let's see. Let's pick a viewer.
Pick a viewer.
Choosing a viewer in 3, 2, 1.
Pala.
Hello, Yana Copper. Brianna Cover, please press 1 if you are there.
Ang galing, may ganyan pala si K-Stage Radio.
Yes, actually si Kumu bago niyang feature.
Wow.
Hello. Press 1. Ayan, ayan na si Yana Copper.
Ayan na siya.
Bubuksan natin. Let's follow Yana Copper so she can come up. Akyat na po.
Hi.
Ayan, akyat. Hi, Yana.
Hello, Yana.
Happy New Year.
Yana, talk with us. Hindi mo naman kailangan magpakita ng peso. So, Yana, bibigyan ka namin ng 100 pesos GCash. Pero kailangan mo munang i-follow ang Becky Titas Official sa Facebook, Instagram, at YouTube. Any of those three, actually. Ang tanong namin sa'yo is, ano ang biggest lesson mo from 2022? Maririnig na Yana ang boses niya sa ano. Sa Spotify natin.
Oo.
Tama yan. Huwag ka mahiya. Unmute.
Okay lang yan. Tayo-tayo lang. Ilan lang ba tayo?
Ang tanong natin, ang tanong daw, ano daw ulit ang tanong? Ano yung biggest lesson mo na natutunan mo from 2022? Nahiya yatang mag-talk si Yana. Don't beg for someone. Ayan, oo nga naman, no?
Oo.
Tama yan. Huwag kang mag... When you say don't beg for someone, you mean don't beg for someone's attention or affection? Tama ba ako? Parang ganun bang klase yan? Ayaw talaga magsalita diyan. Tinatype lang.
Baka naman, ano, non-functional yung, ano, yung audio yung mic. Niya. Ayan. O baka wala siyang mic. Ayan.
Choose your own lagi. Yes.
And that's
tama.
True. That's very true.
Tama
yan. Magandang lesson yan.
It's an illustration of a strong sense of self-respect kasi. Yes. Diba? Tama. Kapag ka ganon.
Tama. Ayan. Alright. Maraming salamat. Hi, I'm King.
You're with the Becky Titas.
For everyone, if you wanna follow us, you wanna be updated with our ganap, o diba? Pwede nyo po kaming hanapin sa Facebook, sa YouTube, sa Instagram, sa Twitter, and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Facebook, we are Becky Titas Official. On Instagram, it's also Becky Titas Official. On Spotify,
and YouTube
also. Oh, and YouTube, it's Becky Titas Official. Iba lang yung sa Twitter kasi hindi ka siya ang Becky Titas Official. On Twitter, it's Becky Titas of Fish.
Yes.
So, yun.
Becky Titas
as in Fish.
Fish. As in Fish. Hello, Nanay Nyoko.
Hello.
Okay, it's 6:43, 926 listeners. Parang itong all-time high natin. Ay,
wow.
Hindi, ito pala.
Ang ganda namang salubong sa New Year.
Hello, Sonia. Ayan, so next week, ganyan ulit ang ating pero ganyan ang ating pakulo for next week as well. Kita-kita tayo because we are already over time. We're only supposed to be till 6:30. Pero we wanted to do something different for Becky Titas din kasi here on K-Stage Radio. So we will be back next week 5 p.m.
Yes,
here on K-Stage Radio. Yep. So if you want to join us, yan. And every time that we come back, we always have a different topic na relatable naman to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, before we officially close the stream, I just want to say, just follow any of us here on Kumu, especially po sa akin, para masundan niyo po yung After Chores. After Chores live stream. And at the same time, please do not forget the Topic Thursdays survey for this week, for this coming Thursday. What is your top hit or favorite song from 2022. Ah, diba? Medyo late tayo sa ganyan kasi iba yung topic natin last week. But that's Topic Thursdays on K-Stage Radio, Thursdays 5 in the afternoon. And do not, ano pa ba? Meron ba kayong gustong idagdag? I think yun lang sa akin.
Okay na yun.
Okay. But anyways,
see you next week.
maraming salamat guys, 930 listeners. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Thank you so much and we will be back next week. Ako po si Keng.
This is Chai.
This is Dean.
This is Tony. We miss you, Niru and Jeff.
Yes, thank you, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks, everybody. See you again next week. Don't forget to follow us. Bye.
Thank you also to Yana Cooper.